Attitude is everything. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Steve Holbrook talks with us about how to develop a positive attitude. Enjoy.
Today I want to talk about attitude. Attitude is everything, and we've heard it before, it's so cliche, but I want to talk about it again. I want to get a little bit deep on this concept. Attitude is everything. I remember when I was a young boy, I can't remember exactly what age, but I remember my dad coming into my room and handing me a piece of paper. And on this paper, it was pre-printed words on this paper. At the top it said attitude. And then below it, it said this. It said, attitude is an inner concept. It is the most important thing that you can develop in your lifetime. Looking back on that statement, I can't think of a truer statement ever said. Attitude is so important. And I'm not sure if it was just that piece of paper that got me on my journey of improving my attitude. Probably not. But I do remember that. I mean, if you think about it, when you have a good attitude, everything seems to open up. It creates space. It creates space in your life to be vulnerable with people, which is an important part of living. It creates space for new opportunities or stronger relationships with people or having a healthier mindset. And when you have a healthier mindset, you are less prone to feeling depressed and feeling down. Then there's so many more reasons to have a positive attitude. But when you have a bad attitude, it basically attracts negativity. And that whole law of attraction thing that's been going on, the buzzword law of attraction, hey, guess what? It also works when you have a bad attitude. You start to attract more of the things that you don't want, but you continuously attract them. And sometimes you're not sure why. It's probably because of your attitude. So in the dictionary, it says, attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Reflected in a person's behavior. It's so true. You can tell somebody's behavior stems from a good attitude or a bad attitude, and we throw that word around, that person's got a bad attitude, or hey, they have a really great attitude. But let's talk about some things that we can do to help develop that attitude, because you 100% can develop that attitude. And I have 5 things, but the 5 most important things that I think you could do today to start to improve that attitude. Whether you feel like you have an 8 out of 10 attitude or a 1 out of 10 attitude, I think we can all agree that all of us, including myself, can continue to develop a world-class attitude, because it's one of the most important things that we can actually do in our lifetime. So I got 5 things, so grab your pen. Number 1, practice gratitude every day. Practicing gratitude every day will start helping you develop a positive attitude. We throw the word gratitude around all the time, but there's different ways to actually practice gratitude. One example could be through prayer. If you're somebody that prioritizes prayer on a daily basis, you can absolutely practice gratitude through prayer. It's one of the most powerful exercises that you can do. Another way of doing it is through gratitude journal. You can go to your local store. You can buy one online. There's different formats. There's different exercises that you can do. If you just want to buy a journal, you can wake up in the morning and the first thought through your mind is you start writing down all the things you're grateful for. You can also have reminders around your house, you know, on your bathroom door, in your truck, you know, on your mirror when you brush your teeth, as constant reminders throughout the day on the things that you're grateful for. So why is this important? Because practicing gratitude, it almost brings you back to center. I find throughout the day, there's so many things get thrown at us. I mean, work, stresses, relationship, kids, health, you know, and then just the day-to-day negative thoughts that we're fighting off. Sometimes we get so far from center that by practicing gratitude, either through meditation, prayer, or other exercises that I talked about, it can actually bring you back to center. And again, it just opens you up to receive all the great things that are about to happen to you in that day. The second thing, The second way to make sure we maintain a positive attitude, don't use ultimatums. Don't use ultimatums. Don't back yourself into a corner. Because when you use an ultimatum, now you have to decide. You know, people say, oh, if it happens one more time to me, that's it, I'm done. One more thing, that's it, I'm done. Well, now you have to decide. When that one thing happens to you again, are you going to do what you said you're going to do and quit and give up? Or are you going to fight through it? And if you decide to fight through it, now you're not congruent anymore with what you said you're going to do. Don't use ultimatums. It doesn't allow a lot of space for you to take personal responsibility for your life. And the way I want to look at it is I want to look at it like this. Every challenge in my life is an opportunity to grow and an opportunity to learn. Every challenge. And if I use ultimatums, I don't allow myself that opportunity. Because if you're always acting out of emotion, if you're always reacting, it's going to cloud your judgment and you're going to make some bad decisions that are going to lead to some things in your life that you don't want. And remember this, it's important that we give people space to make mistakes because it's the only way they can learn and it's the only way that they can grow. I'm the kind of guy that always forgives people. I'll keep giving people the opportunity to learn and grow. I'm not going to be naive to the situation, but I do want to give people a shot. I am a believer in people, and I do want to create that space and not give ultimatums so that they can learn and they can grow and that, you know, ultimately we can both grow together. That would be the best possible scenario.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.